This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Today is Earth Day. I was a participant in the first Earth Day as a high school student and remember the equation I equals PAT. The environmental impact I was equal to the population P multiplied by the affluence A and multiplied by technology T. In other words, as a country grew in population and affluence and technology, the worse pollution and environmental impact. The obvious conclusion was the best way to protect the planet would be to have fewer people, less wealth, and simpler technology. It was an interesting equation, but it turned out to be wrong. John Tierney points this out in a column in the New York Times in which he acknowledges that the IPAT theory may have made some intuitive sense, but it didn't jibe with the data that has been analyzed since the first Earth Day. Researchers instead found that the graphs of environmental impact with a simple upward sloping line were wrong. Instead, it turns out that the line flattens out and then slopes downward. This is called the Kuznets curve. Here's the general trend. As countries got richer, the more incentive they had and more financial means they had to clean up pollution. Of course, there are exceptions, especially with countries with inept governments or a poor system of property rights. But the general rule is that as incomes go up, people focus on pollution. He says that as the wealth grows, people consume more energy, but they move to more efficient and cleaner sources, from wood to coal and oil, then to natural gas and nuclear power, progressively emitting less carbon per unit of energy. You know, I think this suggests a positive environmental future for developing countries. They may be ascending the Kuznets curve right now, but they may soon be ready to address environmental concerns. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Critical Race Theory, go to viewpoints.info/CRT.